Sin and Fa, na Prince Siad Shina. The search for a peace, for peace with justice, for a lasting peace, has not succeeded so far. It was subverted, but it wasn't crushed. The forces raised against us are very powerful, but despite their power, they have failed to defeat our struggle. And they have failed to defeat our struggle because they fail to comprehend that the first step of liberation is in the human mind. And Bobby Sands explained this well in one of the darkest moments of our struggle. If they aren't able to destroy the desire for freedom, they won't break you. That is why centuries of British rule in Ireland has failed to subdue the struggle for independence and freedom, and that is why they have failed to break us. George Bernard Shaw once said, "Some people see things as they are and ask why. I dream things that never were and ask why not." And for most people, on this island, but particularly those living in the north, peace was a dream which appeared forever destined to be played out as a nightmare. For many, the conflict in Ireland seemed endless, a burden fated to be borne by successive generations. And no one has been untouched by the events of the past 28 years or by the decades of violence and inequality which preceded them. This reality of British rule in Ireland means that the IRA remains a potent force in this situation. With volunteers like Dermot O'Neill, who was gunned down in London, prepared to pit themselves unselfishly against British rule. That is the stark reality of the situation. But it does not have to be forever so. The cessation of military operations announced by the IRA in August 1994 did not occur because the IRA had succumbed to threats, demands or preconditions, or because it was defeated. It was meaningful dialogue. It was the force of argument. It was an openness to the historic possibilities that this course of action might create, which were the key factors in the IRA decision. When John Major decided to scupper the peace process, he had the active support and assistance of the Unionist Party at Westminster. But where is John Major now? And where is he going? John Major, Margaret Thatcher, Ted Heath. British Prime Ministers come and British Prime Ministers go, but we continue based and down, and we continue to journey forward to Freedom Day. Ian Paisley and David Trimble do not give progressive leadership. They don't even have confidence in their own supporters. In fact, their every word betrays a veiled contempt and a total lack of faith in those who support them. And it's a lack of faith in the ability of their supporters to come to terms with a new situation. In 1985, Ian Paisley stood on a Smash Sinn Féin ticket at the local government elections in the north. He posed with his sledgehammer, that symbol of loyalist death squads, and our councillors, north and south, and our families paid with their lives to represent our electorate. In Belfast City Hall, DUP councillors blew their whistles and squealed their wee heads off, and in Derry, other unionists chained themselves to the office furniture. But despite it all, we persisted, and eventually, the unionist campaign petered out. And it did so because their section of the electorate wants and wanted real council representation, and because our councillors and their families never gave up. And I want to commend all our public representatives I want to commend all our public representatives, north and south, Tashidsha, Agaswar Clan, Ayanu, Ubber, Gohunta. Today, the Unionist leaders say they will not sit down with Sinn Féin. But today, there are no empty seats in the council chambers in the north. So Sinn Féin cannot be denied access to all party negotiations because of this threat from the Unionist leadership. And if the Unionists do walk out, they know the door will not be locked behind them. If they walk out, David Trimble and Dean Paisley know that they will have to walk back in again. Because peace is the issue here. And when the British announced publicly that there can be no negotiations without yet another precondition, they are merely echoing the Unionist position. They use the Unionists as an excuse. They encourage Unionist inertia. And these attitudes do not create peace or the possibilities of peace. The Sinn Féin Peace Strategy, the Irish Peace Initiative, and the subsequent peace process are all part of our effort to change all this. We know the lessons of the past. Irish republicanism is 200 years old next year, and its principles are still relevant. The need to break a connection with England is still as pertinent now as it was then. And for Irish republicans, the aim has never been for a victory of one section of our people over another, but for a new union of Catholic, Protestant and Dissenter. Not for a pseudo-peace, not for Pax Britannica, but for a real peace built on a solid democratic foundation and on a future of justice and equality. We have a vision of that future, and we have the spirit and we have the confidence to work in partnership with others to achieve it. All of this, friends and brothers and sisters, needs and means change. And our task as activists is to be agents of change. It is to build equality and partnership. It is to empower change within our society. It is to change minds and attitudes and to rebuild relationships between the people of this island and with our nearest neighbour, Britain. Sinn Féin is a party of the future, with a leadership which is absolutely united behind our strategy and which has pursued this strategy with singular determination. For us, and mark this well, for us, and thus for everyone else, there will be no going back to the bad old days of Unionist domination.